Blog Talk Radio.
Well, don't know what happened to my opening intro. Hey, how's everybody doing today?
We do
okay.
Good.
Yeah,
we are. Hold on. Wait a minute, because this ain't... you know, I apologize to the podcast audience, but we had a new opening track that I worked pretty hard on, and it just didn't play.
Wow.
So just bear with me while we bring this up for you, because I really want you to hear it. I think it's pretty cool. Opening track.
Ladies and gentlemen, your weekly podcast Starvation is about to get fed. Stand by for the provocative, controversial, and always entertaining podcast. Hear an urban view and understand our perspective on issues that affect your everyday life. Don't be alarmed. It's only podcast radio. So without further ado, let's bring on the cast. Baby Sister, Sister Purr, Sister Sunshine, The Messenger, Nurse Carmen, Baby Bruh, and of course H2H. Let's start the show.
I just put a little something together, you know. See, that's what happens when you get a little bit of time on your hands. We'll critique that opening later.
I love you, bro.
Was it all right?
I appreciate it, bro.
Your
effort.
Is outstanding and need a little bit of work on the actual music clarity, but. We stepping up.
I see your efforts, bro.
Your intentions are fabulous.
You know we live. All I was supposed to hear was, yo, that was the shit, bro. And then later on, you'd be like, yo, if you don't change that bullshit, man. It's all right, Joe. But good evening, everybody. Good evening, everyone. This is Ken Hodge, co-producer of Hodge to Hodge Podcast Radio. And we've got a nice show set up for you tonight. Let's just, again, everybody says that talks to me about the show. You know, all your shows, they always so pro-black. I'm like, okay, and what? I'm supposed to change my perspective? Nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to maintain my perspective just like Fox News maintain their perspective. Now,
right now.
Understand this. How the hell the Queen of Soul, I don't mean she just put out one or two hits. How the hell the Queen of Soul going to pass away and Fox News going to put Patti LaBelle pitch up there?
Yes.
Now, when you see
to tell you, I didn't notice that. I don't watch Fox News, so I don't notice.
It didn't come on. They showed it on another station. They talked about it on another station. I don't watch Fox either, but they talked about it on another station.
Oh, they talked about Fox didn't do. Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
No, because everything I listened to mentioned it. Or watched.
Who?
Mentioned her. I said everything I watch or listen to mentioned her. So.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, for them to put Patti LaBelle picture up there. Now, again, don't get me wrong. If it had been anybody else, it probably would have been understood to be an error. But that was so intentional on Fox's part. And again, here's their message. It don't matter, alive or dead, we still ain't for you niggas, yo. Under no circumstance. At every possible opportunity we get to slam you, we're going to do that because that's what we do. And even in the, like I said, and it was just, it was disrespectful, but it I don't know, wasn't really surprising, you know, because when you're dealing with that element, it's no telling what they will or won't do. So, did anybody? I'm the only one that see that.
No, I am. Like I said, I didn't see it on. I didn't actually watch it on Fox, but I did see another station that commented on it. That, you know, the level of disrespect on their part, because I don't even know if there was an apology. Did they even apologize for that, or was any kind of comment, follow up regarding that? I don't know.
Let me tell you that.
I can tell you this: there's not going to be an apology from Fox. Fox is an outreach of Trump. One apologizer, Fox isn't apologizing. It wasn't an outright. They didn't do it just outright. They just didn't care. It didn't matter. You guys don't mean nothing to us. Rita Franklin ain't been on Fox in 50 years. We don't care about her. We'll just do it because that's what society say do. We don't care who up there. We don't love y'all. They got that from Snoop.
He said, we don't love them hoes. We don't love them hoes. But again, they don't do a real good. I guess you got to give them props that they don't do a real good job of trying to even hide it. Understand, I don't like you. Understand, everything I'm going to broadcast, if it's black, is going to have a slant that make you look bad. Understand, that's our platform. We're not here to just give the news. We're here, and I got to tell you, over the last 2 days, I have been watching Fox News. My man's name? Sucker Carlson. Anyway, his name is Tucker, but it's just funny. And it's funny, and it's freaking scary. Yeah, I'm sorry, people. I know I said freaking, but it's funny and it's scary, man. That how they back this some gun, man. It's just chilling to see how people understand that this cat 45 ain't about no good to nobody, man. But 45, and they'll fall on swords for his ass, yo. I don't understand that, man. I don't. Somebody help me understand that.
Well, that's his core base.
Watch this. His
more
core
percentage,
base.
But, I mean,
they call
his core
that
base.
I'm sorry. His core base. His core base said, look, it could be 30 of us up against 2 million of them. We got you, Mr. President. They're some diehards, man.
Yeah, they're not diehards. They're racist. And they could care, honestly, to a certain degree, they don't even really care about Trump as much. It's just that because of the position he holds, he allowed them to be them. And so that's why.
And he pushes their agenda.
Right.
Yeah, he can push their agenda.
Let me clear this up. That's what I meant. They some diehard racists. I don't mean they some diehard patriotic. Hell no. They some diehard, we want our country back from the coon type people, man. And I swear to God, man, I mean, I guess, you know, being a black man in North America, we're always on the losing side of shit. But I don't understand, man, what the fuck the problem is, man, with all of us just coexisting, man. I swear to God, I can't get past that. You're going to set up plots, put together to make sure, man, that the white male stays in power. But I got to say this. We go pro-black in here on our show because that's the base and that's pretty much where I'm going to stay. But I got to say this. White American, I appreciate you right now. I do, because let me tell you something. We at the crossroads. Because right now, when we start talking about the House, the Senate, we at the crossroads of some wicked type shit right now. And if I could just take a moment, I would just like to reach out to White America real quick, Cass.
White America, this is your guy, H2H, with a sincere message for you. Right now, this nation is at the crossroads. And it's up to you, White American, to make a conscious decision. Do you want to go back to yesterday when you enslaved people and people were wholeheartedly treated unfairly? Or would you like to be better and allow this nation to live to the true meaning of the content of its character? We have to vote Democratic to take this House back, to take the Congress back, so we can put a stop to this president. Listen, white America, we have to get together. We must be better. You're at the crossroads. What are you going to choose? Business as usual or new business the way it was originally intended? Not by the forefathers, but from the supreme deity that was here before it was here.
So that was just my message to white America, y'all. But you know what? I just want to give white America props for. I just want to give white America props because right now it is a crucial time, and I said that as a joke. But before we get to all the jokers going to jail, what makes me kind of happy about the current political state of this nation right now is what makes it so different from slavery times is you have vast number of white Americans realizing that this shit is wrong and siding with the greater good, meaning justice. I mean, in other words, in this case, getting 45 ass up out of office. I mean, so that's going to be a benefit as far as we get together. Now, don't get me wrong. When we pool our resources and get 45 out of office, it's going to go back to hating niggas as usual, but just not as bad. Do I make sense to anybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You make sense.
All right,
it makes sense.
Yeah, all right, talk to me. I see us, we talk about how far have we come since Dr. King and things of that. But when I look at the crossroads right now, because if white America, all of white America wanted to show its nasty ass and just jump behind Donald Trump, they talk about the Mexicans, but the niggerkins, we going to have a real problem. So I'm thankful that the nation is wising up and understanding that, you know, that level of injustice is not tolerated and it's not going to be tolerated. So now that jumped down off my soapbox, let's talk about politicians taking their ass down.
Which ones? It's a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
Is somebody have a TV on their back? Go ahead, brother. Brother Messer?
It ain't I.
Okay. Where we at now? So, go ahead, you were saying?
No, I said, which one? Because it's a couple of them.
Well, it's two politicians, one about to get, the other two, they weren't real politicians. It's two Republican House of Representatives that got caught doing all kind of stuff. They got charges filed on them, but the number 45, his whole situation is just plain crooked. So, I mean, if you want to call them politicians, but the two main ones, they're not really politicians.
Let's start with Manafort ass, though. Wait a minute. Before we talk about individuals, everybody around this joker, everybody got charges on him. Again, and when he talked, he the president of the United States, and he be talking shit like the guy was a rat. He says, hey, come over here. Don't let him break you. I mean, what the fuck?
Like a mobster, exactly.
That's what they started to call his administration, La Costa Nostra, right now.
So, Elliot Ness after Elliot Ness on the trail.
But you know what? Like I said, I don't give a shit. They could take all his people to jail, all they want. But let me tell you something. and I mean this from the bottom, if anybody thinks Donald Trump got the intellect, I'm sorry, excuse me, I even said his name, but if 45 got the intellect to pull this kind of shit off by himself, they not even thinking at all. Again, he just that puppet up front. He just that clown up front to keep the circus amused while the animal handlers.
Well, I have to disagree with you. I have to disagree with you because that's why it's such a mess. Because he was doing it. He was doing it like he run his stuff in New York. And he thought he could get away with it. I mean, the Russia thing was a little different, but all the other stuff, he was the one doing that stuff. That's why it's a mess. That's why everybody turning on him. He was
What I'm saying is, now again, this is conspiracy talk. I'm saying when Russia made the deal with him to run for president because they needed him to do something, they told him, we'll just tell you what the hell to do. I don't think he's smart enough for that. I think that he's like a little boy who should be playing Little League, but he accidentally went to the major leagues. And he won't recognize that he's way out of his league. But you know what's even worse? And this is how corrupt they got this system. We're going to get back to Manafort in 1 second. But what's even worse is, think about this for a second. Let's think about this for a second. Even if they prove that the president did something wrong, even if they prove he colluded, do you not recognize the fact that only he leaves office? His party still keeps office. If they prove that that son of a gun cheated to win the election, he's the only one that leaves, and that leaves us with who? Mike Pence. So I'm just saying, ain't that right. Kind of fucked up? I'm saying, if I can prove he cheated in the election, then I want you out and let me get the Democratic nominee. She get the win. That's how the shit should be.
That's what it should be. That's how it should be, especially with such a narrow victory. So that's what it really should be. Mike Pence shouldn't benefit from the crookedness that was going on. And from what I hear, he ain't no better than 45.
Right, right. And his hands ain't all that clean either. Yeah.
His hands ain't
clean. He's done some things
that,
too.
That Joker said, here's a belief he had. If you work male and female, you have an organization, you work together. The male and female should never have a business done together without their significant others present at that meeting. Now, on the surface, that just sounds like some bullshit. But again, that just shows you that when they start coming at you with that bullshit Christianity, that, and he won them Bible thumpers too. He still believed that we black because of the curse on Ham.
Bro, he ain't no Bible thumper. He whipped. His wife told him that. Because if he was a Bible thumper, there's no way he could agree with half the stuff that Trump do. He just whipped. And his wife told him, if I catch you anywhere near another woman without me being in the presence, that's what we going to go by. Yeah. Because if he was a real Bible thumper, there is no way he would be, he would go with the stuff that Trump's doing.
Now, how many Bible thumpers
45,
were slave owners?
Trump, asshole, whatever you want to call them.
How many of them were slave owners? So that Bible thumper, just because that's your title, they twist that shit up forever. So, but I'm just saying, it's just messed up. The game is messed up when if you cheat and you get caught, you're the only one that leaves. Now we faced with your same political party. No, you niggas cheated. You ain't supposed to benefit from that. Especially if we can show it's directly in relation to the election. Now, I'm just talking because they're never going to kick Donald Trump and Pence out and go wake Hillary ass up and tell her to go to work. They're not going to do that. Anyway, and by the way, we jumping on subject. Anybody heard from Hillary lately?
No, but they won't stop talking about it. They act like she's still running for president. I'm so sick of hearing about her emails.
Look at here.
They still want to check her emails.
Watch this. Wrong is wrong. But I'd rather see some goddamn emails than know that my president is colluding with the Russians, man. I don't give a fuck who she sent them emails to. She could have sent them emails to Edie. To heaven. I don't care what she sent them to. I don't care. That's not as bad as getting in bed with the Russians right now.
Oh, I totally agree, but I'm saying that's all the Republicans, 45 anyway, that's all he keeps talking about is her emails.
Because again,
compared to the stuff he's doing, her emails are nothing.
Listen, that man, and again, he's so, every time I see him talk, remember that movie, Few Good Men? We're going to put the general on the stand. You know, his chest so big, he's going to tell on himself. That be Trump, man. That man said, I'm going to tell you, look at here. I'm skipping something here. He put out in the newspaper that he going to hold secret clearances. And when shit start going bad, he going to use that time to take people's clearances to deflect some of the news. Watch this. And he says this shit in print. Come on, man. I know I skipped over to the clearance part, but that was just one of the posts. He pulled a security clearance, and he got a list of people. And he said he going to hold on to that list. And when shit start going real bad for him, he going to start pulling security clearances to deflect some of the shit he going through. And again, I understand him thinking that. I do. I understand him feeling that. But I don't get him saying that. I'm sorry. How you going to put that in print, man? Because he just don't give a damn about nothing, man. He don't. But anyway.
But he's doing it, though. They letting him do it.
And you know what? That's the bullshit that, how you say, and that's the shit that chaps my butt, man. That chaps my butt right there. How are they going to let, thank you, brother. Because y'all know no brother growing up in Patterson needs to be talking about some shit chaps his butt. But anyway. I got the serious crew tonight, man. But anyway, so they sit back and they watching this shit. Watch this. I mean, his boy Cohen. Fuck this. I'm not doing anything. Y'all ain't bringing me into none of this shit. In fact, Cohen. Remember that story about that joke Bernie Mac used to tell? Talking about, you went to jail for another man? Mm-mm. If they asked me, I could just see Cohen standing up in court, jumping on his toes, talking about, I'll tell, because that nigga calling everybody. He called Mueller.
And that's what
they
he
said,
did.
But he,
that's what he did.
They said, and we're going to spend more time on this in a minute, but he got subpoenaed from New York. When he got the subpoena, this nigga called him, man. He said, y'all want to talk right now?
Yeah, right. I don't need no stinking lawyer. I'm a lawyer.
He said, yeah. And he called them back. Watch this. They said they were so surprised that they told him, you got to get back with us. Because how do you expect that? But, all right, hold on now. Let me skip around for a minute. And I got to touch Paul Manafort ass, man. They got him on 8 counts, but he ain't going to jail, right?
Well, he still got another trial yet to go through up in out in D.C.
Oh.
So out of the 18, he got indicted for. He got found guilty on 8 of them.
Well, he going to jail. It's just a question of how long he going to stay.
Oh,
right. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying they're not done with him yet. There's still another trial to come. In I think that's in September.
Yeah.
But he's going to spend about a week. Now watch this.
But
he go to president of the freaking United States. This motherfucker Paul got convicted on some criminal shit, okay? And he goes on TV and says, he's a good man. That shit, how you go defend, even if that's your boy, you can't go and do a news conference when that man just got caught of some criminal, of felony charges, and talking about he's a good man. What happened to him shouldn't happen to him. So what he said was, when you go to jail, don't bring a lot of stuff, man, because I already got your partner signed. I got
well, that's pretty
it.
Much why that's why Manafort has nothing to say. They said, you know, he just pretty much sat there when the when he was found guilty. They said he just pretty much felt, you know, didn't have anything really to say, no kind of response at all, because you know, 45
yeah.
got you.
The fix is in, and it's so funny. He told him, he said Manafort didn't break like Cohen. Oh shit.
Plus, you got to understand, 45 don't think what he did was wrong, because that's what they all do. They have us pay taxes on the little money that we make, and all that money that they make, they find ways not to pay. You know, that man, he didn't pay taxes on almost $15 million.
But again,
he played games. $15 million he didn't pay taxes on. And then you
that's
mess around and don't pay taxes on 25, and they got you hemmed up for the next 30 years.
Pretty
yeah,
much.
That's their way of life, man. But
anyway,
you know what?
Coming after that. They're coming after that ass, though.
Yeah, they are.
I mean.
But they're not coming after him fast enough, because, listen, he's an executive. First of all, now, again, you got sworn testimony. Now, again, I don't say that, what's my man named Cohen? I don't say Cohen just because he was under oath, that makes it gospel. But all that shit he just showed you. I mean, you know what? I could just see 45 and Cohen up in a room somewhere, and he telling them, look, man, go ahead and take that money from the trust fund and pay them hoes so them hoes don't be bothering us later, man. I mean, I could just see that conversation happen. So it ain't hard for the nation to believe. But in Paul
where he messed up at, he left a paper trail. He left a paper
trail.
That's
yeah.
how they got
they
him.
Got
he,
a paper
he got a paper trail.
You can't.
So just what you
care.
Said you could imagine, just what you said
yeah.
you couldn't imagine, they got a paper trail showing that that's just what happened. And that's
yeah,
why
you told somebody
because,
to take it. You told him to take it out the
yeah.
trust.
Out the trust,
so,
right? Yeah, no going my
right.
money,
and
no
so,
mess with my money.
Right, and so and now
really
your sons are over. The sons are over the trust, so now you just implicated them, and they're going to get in trouble now.
Now what happened? With Cohen's? No, with
not
Cohen's,
at all. Not
well,
at all.
Two things. That's a state charge. But when Cohen got subpoenaed, first they thought New York was after Cohen. But New York, they say they got this old lady in New York, Miss Underwood.
Yes. she's the AG there.
Yeah. If you look at this lady, nothing about her tells you anything except for meticulous attention to detail. I don't give a shit who it is. If it's wrong and it come across my desk, I'm going to get that ass. You got to see this old lady, man. But I ain't calling her old.
Yes,
she's only 70-something.
She has an impressive background. Very impressive.
And exemplary.
Her background.
You know what I'm
saying? Google her.
So,
she ain't got nothing to do.
Because her skill set is sharp. In fact, she's a district attorney in New York, and she already was suing Trump and his whole family on tax evasion or some other illegal shit with the Trump Foundation. Now, she's saying because Trump's the president, he protected. I don't think you heard me. I said Trump protected, but Donald, Eric, Melania, and who the other little kid?
Ivanka.
No, it's one girl.
Now, the wife ain't mixed up in it.
Ivanka is the daughter, isn't it?
That was Melania.
Ivanka,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody but the wife.
Right. Okay,
Ivanka is the daughter.
Okay, because he's sweet on both of them, so I get him confused.
No, he's sweet on one of them. Hey, he's sweet on one of them. He ain't sweet on the other one. He's sweet on one, not two.
Just his daughter.
Just his daughter, right.
Okay.
He used to be sweet on the other one. He
but,
doing all he was doing all he could to keep her family out of this
state, out of the country.
See, I mean, like I'm saying,
they said as soon as the presidency is over, they said as soon as the presidency is over, she's gonna divorce him anyway. She's waiting for it to be over.
Think about this, man. You got a wife from a Slavic nation or wherever the hell she's from. No disrespect, but you got her here. That's your wife, and you got the juice to bring her parents. But instead, you flip the switch and make sure they don't come. What kind of man is that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Well, they're here now. Though. They're here now, right?
Oh, they're here now, right?
I'm saying.
Now,
yeah. But he didn't. You know, he. I heard he put some resistance up to it.
Right. Well, yeah, he was trying to he had people thinking he was trying to stop the Mexicans, but that's who he was trying to stop. Because I don't need them over here in her ear. I got her control. She over here by herself. I don't need the parents in her ear. Y'all stay where y'all at. But they snuck in before he could get it done. But he was trying. Yeah.
And part of that lawsuit also that the New York AG has against the Trump Foundation and the children as well. They're seeking restitution. What is that? $2.583 million in funds that they have to pay back. And that's from the campaign. That's from that campaign.
If they get found guilty, that shit got a jail time with it, man. I mean, they never gonna go.
Well, that's a given.
Well, they got a civil suit going now, and the civil suit's going to turn into a criminal case.
Yeah, President Kids ain't got no business going to jail for real, though.
Well, he ain't got no business being no president. They all need to go to jail. He ain't got no business being no president.
But you know what, though, man?
It was just a big racket. Everybody was just making money hand over fist. It was just a big racket.
Hey, remember how I'm giving you movie references? Remember on Training Day, American Gangster, when they had that big board in the room when they was outlining all the monsters and the gangsters. That's how Trump organization is. All of them getting charges, man. They got this big board with Trump. Everybody associated with him is dirty. So let me say this though, the next president. They're going to spend about the first 2 or 3 years of their presidency just fucking filling jobs, man. Yeah, just filling jobs.
Yeah, they have to.
Because you got all these open, vacant positions Trump calling all his buddies up trying to give it to him, and they starting to turn it down. But you got a lot of vacant positions. Well, I said, not only do you have vacant positions, you got a whole lot of motherfuckers that need to be fired and going to be fired.
Yeah, a lot of them going to quit.
When Trump leaves, they're going to be like,
But what he's doing on the sneak tip, though, is he's putting them judges in place, and they get in place, and they don't
have
them.
Hold up. That's why the Democrats showed like they had little balls today. They now pushing back on my man's appointment on his pretrial hearing, confirmation hearing. Because, again, they said if that SOB is a criminal, then we cannot allow him to put people in lifetime positions.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that.
And, again, Cohen's testimony when he under oath. Now, again, you know, whatever for whatever, but he got a testimony under oath. That means the president is now a person of interest in a goddamn felony, man. Just think about it, man. The biggest news story that's been in the news since he became president was him fucking some shit up, man. And the one or two good things he might have done, I can't really see him or feel him because, again, I'm very anti-trust Trump. But if he's done any good things, it all gets covered up by his bad shit that he do. And his bad shit is every day. Every day of his presidency, he do some shit that make people say, damn. Damn, Mr.
But,
President.
Yeah, but what I don't understand is I think because of what's going on and the implications and stuff that's, you know, that he's facing right now, how can he be in that position and make any type of decisions for this country without it being questioned.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's because the one party, the one thing that the government had set up to stop him from doing that stuff, they on his side. So it's a cakewalk for him. And that's why it's so important for November, because the people that are supposed to put check, truth to power, they won't do it. Because why? Because he doing a little racist stuff that they, for so long they wanted to do and couldn't do it because they were scared. But now they got a man that don't give a toot. And so what they doing is they let him do his thing. We know you crazy. We know you deranged. We know all of that. But you getting some stuff what we want done. And while everybody focusing on you, we doing what we got to do.
Yes.
That's the only
again,
reason why. You see, they want
that's why
they're ready
allowed.
To impeach Obama because they thought he wasn't born in the United States.
But even though, what's it? Now, they found out he was, but they know Trump dealing with the Russians. But we're going to wait that out. Now, and again, them damn weak back Democrats, man, right now is the time for you to be spending mad. Again, everything is based on money. Mad ass. Letting the nation know. That little segment I played with, hey, white people, I want to talk to you. That's some for real shit, man, because where we are as a nation, when we get to the midterms in November, if the nation go out and vote Donald Trump, put all the Republicans in, we're going to be in real bad trouble. So this
right.
is
well,
why
what
I'm
you got
saying.
Understand.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but what you have to understand with regards to the Democrats, they got to kind of walk softly. And the reason I say that, because if they wake up them white folks, they don't outnumber us, but they stationed strategically where that's how Donald Trump won, because how they're stationed. And if the Democrats boast too much, the same thing could happen again. So they got to walk a little careful. I'm not saying, you know, go crawl in the corner, but they can't. They got to be careful about it, because the way they got this stuff gerrymandered and stuff, you get them white people all mad, and they come out, and there's only 50 of them, but the 50 of them is put right in the right place to take them to the next level again. That's how he got it the first time. Hillary beat him by 3 million
votes.
So
to me, you damned if you do and you damned if you don't, because even if you don't say nothing, what's to stop them from coming out and still voting anyway? You know what I'm saying?
Because they rest on their laurels. They'll rest on their laurels right now. They won't come out in full force.
Yeah, on the midterms, there ain't no electoral college there. That's just actual number of votes. This is what I'm talking about. So there's nobody going to overturn that. 101 beats 100. No, hands down, all the time. There is no electoral college. So now if we go out, really, Democratic Party, anti-Trump party,
hello.
I don't give a damn what you call yourself, go out and put a halt on his power and ability to do shit, I mean, that's where it's got to start. Because let me tell you something. I remember this president they called Barack. Now, I remember there was about a 4 to 5 year period where Barack couldn't get shit done. Why? Because they made a pact, we're not going to support you. So I'm just saying, the fact that Trump is getting some shit done, again, I'll support your crazy ass, but I won't support this man over here who makes perfect sense, makes logical sense.
Right, but once again, it's because of the way they got things situated. And this is what's going to happen in November. The same stuff that they did to Barack. If we can wake up and don't talk about it, but be about it, and go out there and make changes. Because one of the things you got to be you don't see a lot of them, but you see a Trump rally, you'll see some black folks in there. Not a lot.
Yeah.
But you see
a lot
some
of
black folks in there.
A lot of them are paid.
I always wonder, are they staged? Is that staged?
Now, let me say this to you. In my travels, I've run across a lot of black Trump supporters.
All right.
Now, I don't talk to them long, because if I talk to them long,
there are a lot of Hispanics too that's in this corner.
I know. I know there's a lot of them.
But I think that they're waking up. But again, the black people that I know that are Trump supporters, I don't talk to him long because words like premeditated start getting thrown around the courtroom and stuff.
Well, to me, after the way they did Puerto Rico, if anybody Hispanic is supporting him, you really need to really check yourself, seriously.
Well,
Puerto Rico still has not bounced back yet.
Yeah, well, they just the whole
because of the lack of support that he hasn't given them.
Man, he don't give a shit about them. Trump don't give a shit about nobody but him. But like I said, the Congress. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm gonna change gears a little bit, and I heard an interesting report. And it's something that you said about 2 weeks ago, Brother Messenger, and that was the congressman support him out of fear of losing a job, and that was a very interesting point that was discussed. And if the Democrats can take the House, so now it's not financially death for you, to speak against Trump, is projected that all them niggas gonna turn on him.
Yes.
But right now, I can't do that. I can't do that. Nope.
That's right.
So, you know, probably next month, man, I think we're gonna probably start us a little a voter registration, a voter some kind of shit campaign, because I see this as being monumentally important. And again, if we sleep and don't get out there, and again, Democrats gonna fuck it up too, man. But ain't nobody, again, when you start looking at who gonna fuck shit up, you start measuring the least of two evils, okay? And right now, I don't know. I think President Nixon would be a better choice than his Watergate scandal thing would be better than leave him in office and leave Donald Trump in office.
His Watergate scandal was nothing compared to this.
Nothing. Hey.
Got that right.
But you know what? Again, his whole circle going to jail, they refer to his administration as La Costa Nostra. But when you listen to him talk, man, he talked just like, and don't get me wrong, if you're the president, you speak how you want to speak. But I'm just saying, for you to, somebody ratted.
Brother Malcolm told us a long time ago, it ain't nothing but the roosters coming home to roost. That's all.
Chickens coming home to roost. That's all.
Okay, thank you, bro. Somebody was roosting something.
I mean, I know we can't sleep on what these Koch brothers are trying to do also with this Constitution. That's crucial.
See,
so
now,
a lot of people better wake up to that, too.
See, now, I think, honestly, now, again, I don't even begin to understand the magnitude of this conspiracy, but it goes deep. And let me tell you something, that fucking trying to change the Constitution, that's got a big part in what the hell because if we go back and change the Constitution, you know, it's so funny. You think in today's time, when we talk about changing the Constitution, you would think that we're saying, yeah, that was some bullshit that they wrote. They didn't even include the black man. If we could go back and change it, let's make this shit real. But these motherfuckers want to go back and make sure they accent the point that a black man ain't got no rights. But now we're going to do it a little more sophisticated. So, yeah, we need to get up on this whole proposed constitutional changes, man, and be aware of what the hell is going on. And I don't know what... And I keep saying the Democrats, but when I really mean any anti-Trump party, somebody needs to look into that, and we need to wake up and be about that before we wake up one day and find out that we no longer have certain rights that we have become accustomed to having.
Hey, well, that's already begun.
They're trying to make. I mean, the changes are radical too. I mean, like really, really crazy.
Yeah.
I mean,
they want to let you know. Yeah, they want to let you know that we understand that when we wrote the Constitution before, you wasn't even property. But we understand that you property, but we still don't give a fuck about you. So we're going to make that explicitly clear in our new Constitution, man. We go, oh, man, if people don't wake up, man, it's going to be bad for everybody.
Yep. Pretty much. And it's not going to be. And I think out of the, what is it, 30? I think they need a total of 30 something. And they got like, they need 34. And they got 28 at this time. So they're not far from it.
And again, while they got the clown out there running the circus, they sitting back trying to restructure this goddamn nation, man. And they trying to make this nation that bullshit that the forefathers dreamt of and shit. So they start talking about what our forefathers thought of. Every time I hear a news anchor say that, I want to say, the motherfucker didn't think of me. You know, I wasn't part of his thought process. So don't hit me with that, our forefathers. Fuck our forefathers. Because our forefathers wasn't shit when it came to the black man. So all that shit that was written, we got to try to find a way to make that shit fit for black America. If we're going to redo it, again, you could actually not have to redo shit. Just say, I now declare that all the words in here are for everybody. Bam. That's all you really need, because it ain't a bad constitution.
Well, Sister Sunshine, me and Sister Sunshine was talking one day, and she said something. One of the things we have to remember, see, we look at America as this everlasting thing, but we got to look at history and look at history and look at all great empires have fallen. And we can't. What's that?
I hear that, but I don't want the fall to happen. No, not right now.
No, we don't. That's why we better wake up. That's why we better wake up.
Yeah, we have to wake up, man. But again, no, I got to make my podcast go worldwide. We can't be falling and shit yet. Once we get number one podcast in the universe, then we could contemplate some shit like that. But yeah, but you know, every day we wake up, and the number one story on our mind, the number one story in the nation, is the president's a goddamn man. And it's so funny because, and again, I support the fact that I'm sorry, and this is, I know this is gonna sound gangster like hell, but if everybody cheating and you cheated better, then damn it, you deserve to be the president. I don't have no bones with him about that. I really don't. My problem with him is, come on, man, you ain't even fucking trying, man. That's all I'm saying. I don't even think you're trying, man. I think you just do shit and say, okay, let's see what this gonna do. You know, but that's why they gave him, that's why they gave him fake clothes and shit to the nukes. I could see him one day with some shit like, look, if you motherfuckers don't get off my back about this Russian shit, I'm going to push this button. That's why they gave him the wrong codes and shit. They was like, nah. They're like, nah, you give him the right codes. Nah, I ain't fucking with Donald. Nah, Donald never going to be standing here with his hand on the button talking about if we don't back up off his ass, he going to push it. Because it's so funny, last week, his wife went to she was like a guest speaker at a cyber anti-bullying bully. She was at a cyber anti-bullying conference. And the story goes, Donald Trump told her, you know, pretty much since he is the biggest fucking bully out there on Twitter and cyber, she shouldn't attend. And she told him she'll go where she want to go. And when she goes, she had little tight jeans on and shit. But my thing is, yo, if you're the president, man, wait a minute, I was just saying, if you're the president and you can't get your own goddamn house in check, how you going to fuck with the nation, man? For real. How you going to tell your wife not to go to a campaign rally against shit that you do and she go anyway? So what it looks like now, understand this paradox. The far first lady sided with U.S. issues while her goddamn husband, the president, is siding with Russian issues. Now, how fucked up as a nation is that shit, man? Our president sides with Russia more than he sides with us, and his wife sides with us more than she sides with other European bloc nations. And that's what we call a president. I say, since he won the election, I say, you get to keep the Secret Service. I say, you get to keep the limousines. But you can't make a fucking decision, bro. I'm sorry. Mm-mm. You can eat at the White House. Well, I said, you still got your White House cafeteria pass and shit. And, oh, and we no longer funding security for Mar-a-Lago no more. You gonna keep your ass at the White House like everybody else. All right. But again, they need to put some clamps and restrictions on his ass right now, because as, and this is the thing, the closer and closer he gets, because he's gonna get impeached. They're gonna let him, watch this, those crooked white billionaires, the people who really run this country, they're gonna let him stay around to get done what they want done. But he ain't gonna make his 4 years. I don't think so. Anybody betting on that? Anybody think he's gonna make 4 years?
Only if we don't take the House. I mean, if the Democrats, you know, if November don't go our way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If we don't get the House, it's gonna be a long ride.
Mm-hmm.
A long bumpy ride.
If we don't get the House in November, or Congress, we don't take over. I think some of the shit that we talk about on this podcast probably gonna change.
Yeah,
right. I ain't fucking with you.
I know that's right.
Get some shit on accident and have his CIA. Right. Hey, everybody who got a podcast that said anything bad about me, get him up here. So yeah, come November, if he win, we'll be doing like Stephen Colbert's cartoon. We'll be singing "Donald Trump is the president," because I ain't fucking with him. Man. Yeah. Hey, so we had an interesting week. Hey, baby, bro, you've been kind of quiet. What's on your mind these days, bro?
Just a lot of shit.
Well, we have to
just make you go home, you know?
Hey, thanks for sharing.
We're trying to reach out to you, man.
Oh, I mean, I can give you like 7 words. Itchy, bitchy, sweaty, sleepy, bloated, forgetful. Psycho. And what I'm talking about is the 7 bitches of menopause. A friend of mine going through that right now. I ain't got time for that shit.
Wow.
You know, she went from having a vagina to a vagina.
Of a what?
Vagina.
Really?
Yes, indeed.
Really?
See, Carmen,
wow.
Know what I'm talking about. She a nurse.
I don't think that's why Nurse Carmen laughing.
I think it is because she's smart.
No, that's
her
laughing.
She
that's methane, really. Wow.
Yeah, because you understand it. That's the way I'm taking
no,
it.
No, I mean, but you know, there are ways to alleviate some of that pain, that situation. Mm. You just got to work around some of that.
Oh, like with what? Vagina cream?
Yes, there's vaginal lubricant.
Mm. Oh, no, I was talking about tightening gel. Rejuvenated.
Yeah.
You want to firm and tighten that vagina naturally.
Mm.
You want to contract and reshape your vagina walls. Sloppy. You just get sloppy. It's like being on a wet and wild.
So now she's sloppy and dry?
No, that's different things. That's menopause. Keep up. I done moved on. I'm talking about tightening up your coochie.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on now. Treadmill has sped up.
Trump will do that to you, huh?
Yes, he will.
And Trump will do that to you, huh?
Yes, he will.
Well,
you gotta remember,
is that,
a cult.
I don't know
what I'm saying. One thing about a cult, and that's what Fox and Trump is running, a cult.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you, man.
I said Fox and Trump, they're running the cult. And that's why they always claiming everyone else is always lying to you, but they're giving it to you straight.
You don't believe
and
that's
some
the
people,
case?
Some people, they go along.
You don't think
but
Fox
I'm talking about my revolution.
I like the way you do that, baby boy. You went from menopause to sloppy.
Keep up.
Keep up.
You gotta keep up.
In a minute, them fucking credits gonna start rolling.
Well, you got to get it all in before time is up. Okay.
There you go. See what I'm
go
saying?
Ahead, man.
Tell me
what you're Carmen caught up.
That's not Carmen.
Why do they keep doing it?
I don't know.
What
that's
it is.
Sunshine.
You know, that's
sorry.
Not Carmen.
Oh,
see? Thank you,
baby,
but that wasn't me.
I just heard a soft, soothing voice. I mean, it wasn't a Sam Jackson voice.
he says soothing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I ain't no shit like, you know, yelling and screaming like Sam Jackson, so... And that's what Karma voice does. She calms things down. But I like to hear her do a Sam Jackson impersonation. Carmen?
I can't.
Sure you can.
Carmen, you do Sam Jackson impersonation?
No,
sure
I don't. I have no idea what baby boy is talking about.
That line you did the other day? Come on. Say what again? Say it. I dare you. I never dare you. Yeah, do that. But do that in your voice. And then do it in Sam voice.
Oh my goodness.
Go for it.
Hey, listen.
I can't do it.
I'm sure you can. I'll teach you. Do you know any sentence in ands and words?
Do I know what?
Sentence enhancing words. Like shit. Motherfucker.
Tracy
Neighbor. Oh, well, that must be the curse word, thus. What was that?
I don't know what that was. What was that? Was that?
I think the government is here.
Was that the podcast?
that's not like the government.
Just in case. Hey, listen. This is
Ken. I'm acting like Juan. Look, I'm getting ready to act like Juan the Mexican. Okay, I go now.
Okay. You don't want to play fair. Hey, but listen, we've got about 2.5 minutes left to go. So I just want to. I don't know what. Did anybody know what that sound was in the back?
It was a phone ringing.
Oh, that sounded like words. I heard it. Sounded like words. Okay.
Oh, okay. Somebody was playing a game on the phone?
No, like somebody was saying.
It was the phone ringing.
Okay.
Government.
Right. Yeah.
I was left the government.
Wasn't. While Donald Trump taking security clearances, man, I sure hell hope he don't take mine. but that would be kind of cool. Like you see all them admirals and them big time names, and you look and see Kenny Hines, he gonna take my shit too. Yeah, I would kind of like that. But anyway, hey, it's Wednesday night. We had family, friends, good conversation. While we always try to entertain the podcast audience with up-to-date current event items, again, giving it to you from a perspective that we're comfortable with, which is our perspective. And as I say, we really want to be entertaining in our podcast. If you don't like the flavor of the show, maybe catch us next week, because we'll be here every week and we have a variety of topics. But for the honest, to tell the truth about the matter, I didn't want this to be a political podcast. Not that we are, but our president, he just gives you so much to talk about that I find it's hard to cover other topics. But well, we're going to work on that, because I really don't want this to be a Donald Trump, anti-Donald Trump podcast. But he's a funny guy, and he'll keep you laughing, man. Hey, so from the cast of The Attic, I want to take the time and say goodnight and catch us next week. Also, please follow The Attic. Go to Blog Talk Radio and click the little red button. I'm trying to grow our podcast audience. So if you would go to Blog Talk Radio and make sure you follow the show, that would help us grow the business. And the business is entertaining you. So without further ado, okay, we got 20 seconds. Everybody can get your goodbyes in. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
And as the good doctor always said, to the world you may be one person, but to one person you may be the world. Think about that.
Deep.
So when that doctor. And that doctor was, by the way, Dr. Zeus.
Dr. Zeus.
Good night, podcast audience. I'm out.
Good doctor.
All right.
Good night.